David Eby says he hopes to be sworn in as BC Premier prior to the end of the fall sitting of government so he can introduce legislation and deliver on some key priority areas. BC Lieutenant Gov. Janet Austin formally asked Eby at Government House Wednesday to confirm if he had the confidence of the House and then asked him to form government. Earlier Austin accepted the resignation of John Horgan as Premier of British Columbia, effective on the date the next Premier is sworn in. Eby says he said, yes, in response to forming government and said he was, very honored. That was followed by, delightful, conversation and, very small pastries, which Eby jokingly said felt, appropriate. Eby, 46, introduced a 100-day plan last week committing to, significantly, expanding affordable housing, creating safer communities, redirecting fossil fuel subsidies to clean energy projects and improving access to healthcare. My goal and my hope is to be sworn in before the end of the session so that I'm able to be in the legislature and able to introduce some key pieces of legislation for my first 100 days in office, said Eby. The parliamentary calendar shows the fall legislative session ending November 24. Eby said he intends to hit the ground running and is working to accelerate key legislative initiatives. Priorities remain housing, public safety, homelessness and addiction and mental health issues in the streets, he said. Eby said he is getting briefings from the public service on key issues, and will sit down with his colleagues and discuss the files Horgan has given them. Eby said he would not comment on cabinet roles until after that process is completed. Austin thanked Horgan for his many years of service to the province, including his leadership through the pandemic and as well as his continued service as a member of the Legislative Assembly. Seharnet at TimesColumnist.com